The Real Estate Revolution Radio Show is designed to educate Missoula homeowners and home buyers how to navigate the uncharted waters of the current Western Montana real estate market in an educational, often edgy, and high-energy fashion with host Jason Baker. Jason will teach you all the secrets on how to win with real estate, from listing your property to purchasing investments. Jason has you covered. Be sure to check the home of the week, the good news, and current market updates each week. Jason is revolutionizing the real estate experience for over 100 clients a year.
All right, welcome to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, happy Sunday to you, my friend. What's going on in the market?
Happy Sunday. Let's forget the market for a minute. Let's talk about what's happening in my yard.
We heard the you about got carried away.
My kids had, hypothetically speaking, they had a lot of fireworks this last weekend. You know, it was a patriotic display at the Funny Farm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what was more patriotic was the 9,000 mosquitoes per cubic foot.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So I was starting to tell you, but I was out there. I was like, it's been raining so much and I haven't had to move, or my kids haven't had to move irrigation pipe. But I was out there and changing some trail cams and such, and, changing batteries and everything. Because when a little piece of grass goes like this, you know, it takes 20,000 photos. And not one deer is on there, but, you know, you got a really good picture of a piece of grass, right?
So that's my favorite part.
Yeah, it's your favorite part, yeah. And so I'm out there, and I was like, I got to water this little area, you know, because it's one little dry spot. It's kind of gravelly. The sun's hitting it. It's burning out the hay. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to go out there tonight. You know, I should have just done it right then. Wasn't any bugs. Man, I went out there, and I had, you know, I load myself up with this lemon eucalyptus stuff, so I'm not like, you know, injecting DEET, you know, like 24/7, super healthy. Yeah. So it's an essential oil. Now, I don't have a man bun, but, you know, I do put that essential oil on, right? You know, so I go out there and I'm like, you know, like bending down to pull that pipe, and I'm like, oh my gosh, every inch of me was covered. And there have been, I mean, for a half a mile back that day, they were coming. They just told each other.
It was like a horror movie?
Like a comet trail, right into me, like a black hole of mosquitoes. So anyway, I went running out of the field, literally. And I don't really run. I don't even jaunt. I'm not exactly sure what I do.
A swift walk?
Yeah, something like that. It's a little awkward.
A power walk.
That's right. Yeah, coming off an Achilles injury last year at this time. But that all said, so it's kind of a skip.
I picture you covered in mosquitoes skipping out of the field.
So my kids are there, and they're like coming out to help me. You know, after they do the 10-minute kid delay,
right?
You know, where they're kind of procrastinating. So they were coming out, and I'm running this way. And we had actually a grizzly bear, as you saw, in our eating our trash in our yard. If you can believe that, yes, in Florence it was, and it's been confirmed by my neighbors' Ring doorbell, because they had that same visitor.
One too.
Oh, yeah, they did, yeah.
And they say there's no grizzlies in the Bitterroot.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I may or may not have splattered its feet, not hit it, okay? Hazed it out of there with a certain fire.
Told it not to come back.
Yeah, that's right. I got to have a little plausible deniability here, but there might have been what some people of a certain party call an assault rifle, but really it's an armor light.
Armor.
Rifle.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I think there's a 15 after it. But anyway, so that bear, those things run really fast, you know, out of there. No, I did not shoot the bear.
Scooting out of there.
Yeah, he was
quick.
Scooting out of there. So we got him out of there. I was just trying to protect my barn cats, right? So that's what I was doing. So, but needless to say, don't come to my house. So you're lucky you didn't come over there and shoot the bow the other day, because you were, you know,
blowing
up your neighborhood. Yeah, yeah. It would literally carry me. And I'm not light.
Yeah.
You know, that carried me away.
Well, it's like dinosaur pterodactyls.
Yeah.
I saw the size of some of those mosquitoes.
Oh, and then for my one of my buddies was driving by the farm the other day, and a few days before this little mosquito incident, I sunk my tractor in about 4 feet of mud out there. You saw that.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you pulling in to help me get that pulled out there, buddy. I just got to tell you how much I really, you know, I love you, man.
I figured you just left it there.
We'll just leave it there. I left it there.
It's now part of the yard.
I was hoping my friends would pull in, but instead what they did was I just called and made fun of me. Yeah. Ashley too. Ashley's here, my assistant. assistant and someone that helps us out a great deal on the team. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's, unless it's time to take a break, because I was just jabber-jawing there.
We were just talking about the Montana State Bird.
He called me up and he's like, are you going to talk about it? He goes, I'm listening to your radio show right now, because it was Sunday I did that. And he goes, you know, good show, but you should talk about how you got that sunk in there.
Right.
Yeah. And I go, gosh, I mean, if any kind of buddy would have pulled in there. But so here's what's going on. The show today is going to be about opportunities. Okay. We're going to be talking about opportunities for buyers, a little bit of opportunities for sellers briefly, but mainly we're going to talk about the opportunity of real estate. Okay. Cause a lot of people want to find out, you know, is a career in real estate something that they want to consider? But the, right now in both counties, Missoula and Ravalli County, where we do primarily most of our business, about 60% Ravalli and about 40% Missoula County. But that all said, I live down in the Bitterroot. And so, but the fact of the matter is that there's about 230 to 240 homes there, which is four times what it was three or four months ago.
When we started in February, there was 60?
Yes, it was about 60. Yeah. Between 40 and 60, you know, one day it'd be 55, one day it'd be 41, one day it'd be 60, depending on weekend traffic. But that's a lot of homes. And so, but the big news is anybody that's been listening knows is these interest rates. So because the interest rates went up so much, we have lost 30 to 40% of the buyers that are in the thing. And now you have four times more inventory. So less buyers stretched over more properties. Mm-hmm. It's really slowing down the amount of offers, but it's half as much inventory as we carry in a normal market or a normal year.
It's so usually in the 400s.
So somewhere. This is not a bust. This is simply a retraction. So we should not at all think that this is 2008. It is not.
No.
It doesn't smell like it. It doesn't look like it. It's not even close. Mm-hmm. So what is happening? Well, these houses that were priced at 500 were selling for 600 or 650.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're selling for 500 to 5.25. So they're still selling for at or a little tiny bit above what, but there's not 20 people fighting like MMA, you know, in the front yard, you know, octagon,
right.
You know, in the front yard.
Bloody noses.
Yeah, that's just not happening. We sold one on Scotch Pine. I can't say the exact number, but we had multiple offers on that. That was a house that was priced at 900,000 and it's, you know, went for way over asking price. So there's still pockets of this goodness out there, but definitely not what it was. But if we wait 3 months, I actually believe that we're going to be getting, you know, about, you know, people are going to be offering 5% under. So buyers right now, their expectation is, sellers' expectations are still up here because they're reading articles from 6 months ago, unless they've been listening to the show with you and I every week, because we're telling them like real time, right? But the fact is the buyers are, you know, they're like, yeah, now I'm going to get this thing for way below asking price, mm-hmm. but the sellers are still way up here. So they're really not getting it for under, but we are starting to see buyers get it for at in some cases. My wife just negotiated one, I believe, 50,000 under and got it.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Which was, I mean, would that have happened 3 months ago?
Well, it had been on the market for a while.
No, yeah, like a minute and a half. That's a long time. No, I'm just kidding. No,
well, it wasn't like sitting out there forever.
It was about 30 days.
Oh, that's still not too bad.
Yeah, that's not too bad, but historically. So what we got is we got about 240 homes for sale in both counties, single family homes, not commercial, not land.
Mm-hmm.
And the days on market are now up over 60, and they used to be 60 seconds, but now they're up over 60 days. And that's going to continue to increase.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what's causing this to be spread out. These sellers are realizing that it's different now, and they're starting to accept a little less, especially when they don't see 5, 10, 15 offers come in.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's still great. So
as negotiating skills with Sarah.
Yeah, that she is definitely. So, yeah, if you're looking to work with the buyer's agent, I would have to say that I don't know what she does. I don't know if she smiles. I mean, I have no idea. She's just magic.
You haven't figured that out yet?
No, I don't know. Actually, I think she has me in a trance. Yeah, that must be what they do.
That's how she got you.
That's how she's kept me around for 16 years. My gosh.
All right. So we got more on opportunities is what we're going to be discussing today. Different opportunities for
working in the real estate industry.
Okay, great. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with more Real Estate Revolution Radio right after this.
Hey, if you're even thinking of selling your home, well, you need to know all of your options. That's why there is one source that I look to for the best advice on the local real estate market. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. What's the latest news in real estate?
Sean, the good news is when you have great marketing, what's happening in the market doesn't matter that much. That said, we're seeing rising interest rates that has removed approximately 30% of the buyers from the market, and that's going to continue.
How does that impact sellers today?
Simply put, this is the last chance to sell, I believe, for top dollar. Less buyers means less showings, less offers over asking price, and we can still help get you over asking price with our amazing marketing.
All right, as always, thanks for the insight. He knows how to cut through all of the talk and to give you accurate information. So call the agent I recommend. Call Jason at 552-4443. That's 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. Jason, we're talking opportunities today.
Don't lie. We were talking about tractors and mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes and tractors.
Gosh, it's unbelievable. Well, as much smoke was going off at your house, I can't imagine it came anywhere near you. So it must have been when you were down at the Florence Bridge there. So, yeah. So, but we... you know, the real estate has been, you know, for me and my, like, when I was growing up, you know, I wanted to be like the fireman, you know, right. The policeman, the astronaut,
quarterback.
Like every kid. Yeah, my arm's horrible.
Right. That's terrible.
We knew that was, no coordination for this guy. So probably no dreams of that. But that being said, I was a pretty good racquetball player.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big money in that.
Yeah, they could always hit me with the ball.
Thinking about going pro.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, probably not a very lucrative career. But that all said, you know, I get asked a lot by sellers, you know, what's the difference between a team and what's the difference between a single agent that's just out there? You know, currently there's about, you know, mid-nines, you know, let's just say 930 to 950 active real estate agents inside our Missoula MLS, you know. So probably 950 between the Bitterroot Valley and Missoula Valley. So you throw a rock, you hit about 200, you know, real estate agents, right? I mean, that's a lot.
That's a lot. I never thought about that many.
Think about it. There's about 1,500.
Those are just people with licenses.
Agents
with licenses.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. And I think the number someone told me, don't quote me on this, but around half, 50 to 60% of them won't do a deal or more than one deal every year. Okay.
They just enough to get it's, by.
Living
wages.
Yeah. When people not, it wouldn't even be with all the fees and stuff like that. But when people get into real estate, the reason why is Auntie Gertrude wants to sell her house. So Auntie Gertrude's like, well, gosh darn it, sweetheart, I wish you had a license.
Yeah.
And then they go out there and they get the license, right? And, you know, they sell Auntie Gertrude's house, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, well, what happens now? I can't just sit at a desk and the market's so good that they just, like, all these people are just coming in. To list or go buy with me, like, how in the world would the general public know that you even exist?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the question. So what we've done, and we started back in real estate back in 2013, August of 2013. So I'm coming up on my, ninth year?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do realtor math now.
It's a little scary, right, Ashley?
Ashley has watched my math in action. So
he busts out a calculator.
Yeah, that's right. Now, for me, dude, I mean, I haven't even learned how to use an abacus yet, much less, you know. But I do have, I finally found the app on my iPhone that has the calculator.
So, oh, okay, good. Yeah. That should come in handy one of these days.
Yeah, and this is the reason why I have a team, because I can't add. so they have to.
Hey, Ashley, do math for me.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Go gadget, Ashley. Yeah, that's right, yeah. But it's one of those things where why would I want to have a team? And the reason is there's 191 things they say, the experts in real estate say, let's just round down to 190, nice and easy. Let's say 200.
Well, okay, round it 200 up to 200. Thing.
Yeah,
that round sounds it up. Good.
Yeah, man, that's what men do. Yeah. So, so yeah, anyway, so, but we're rounded up, That fish was,
yeah.
You know, yeah. So 200 things you have to do on a file. Like most, you know, sellers are like, oh, why am I paying you that, you know, that fee service when all you do is throw a sign in the yard and that it just magically sells, mm-hmm. You know, but there's actually 200 things that have to be done, about 180, which I've come to grips with.
Yeah.
I'm not an analytical mind. I do not have an analytical mind. I have a high energy, high sales drive, you know, conversational, set the appointment, get them through the front door, marketing background, mm-hmm. And also talent. I do not have a remembering talent, as Ashley.
I feel the same way, Jason.
Yeah, that's right.
I feel the same way.
It could be a man thing. Just not sure about that. Yeah. So, but I do not, like, paperwork, I have to have someone do that because I care enough about my clients that it gets done right.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. All of the back end stuff, the organizational stuff, it's the same reason why a pilot does not do the luggage, do the tickets, do everything else. His job is to get that thing up in the air, mm-hmm. off the ground safely, fly it the right thing, make it the least bumpy ride that it could possibly possibly be and land safely without killing anybody.
Not to mention the air traffic controllers.
Air traffic controllers, my gosh. I mean, imagine if they were doing all that stuff. Would they ever get there? Answer is no.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why I said I need to have a team. So at first, what a team consists of is finding someone to do your administrative side.
Right.
Then when we started approaching 100 transactions or families served per month or transactions closed per year, someday it'll be per month, I had to get a second admin. But then what happened was the phone was ringing so much because things are starting to work that we had to get someone to help show the properties. And mm-hmm. so now we needed a showing assistant or a buyer's agent. So what happens is now that we've been doing this 9 years, we have this massive machine that creates between 400 and 600 internet or call in or sign calls or whatever leads per month. Mm-hmm. And we are to the point now where we're bursting at the seams. And so our team structure right now is we have 4 people on the administrative side and 4 people on the sales side. My wife, Meredith, Katie, was that 4? And me. Oh, yeah, me. Don't forget me. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. See, I told you. I can't even remember that. Yeah.
He's sitting there counting on his fingers again, Ashley.
What's his name again? No, I'm just kidding. So I'm like, oh, my gosh. So what we've done, so we are actually looking for 3 really motivated people to onboard starting August 1st.
What kind of stuff are you thinking about?
So we're looking for agents, whether you've been in the market for, you're currently an agent, or you can quickly go take your online test. It's 70 hours. It's a couple $100 to take it or whatever mm-hmm. it is. And then you go take your test, which is another $100. We're looking to onboard people and train them in the art of real estate salesman or womanship. Okay, yeah. that's what we're doing. I'm looking for my team right now. So
you
I guess
are.
It would be sales leadership. Yeah, yeah.
You're looking for young Padawans in the Star Wars
young
deal,
young or
right?
old. We can't, like the thing about it is that it's like it's whoever will wake up, get to the office at 8:30 and kick butt mm-hmm. until, later in the day. That's
but
what it is.
But if they want to learn, you're saying you're the Jedi them. Master, yeah, you're the Yoda.
I'm ego-free. But I've been around the block a few times, and I'd love to share that with people.
I'll be the Yoda.
Is that a good way to not sound like an arrogant moron? Okay, good.
That was well said.
So, but there, people say, well, why would I join a team rather than go to a brokerage? And here's what they don't teach you at real estate school.
What is the difference?
Well, I mean, and Ashley's been going, because Ashley's licensed now as well. And what they didn't tell her, or they didn't tell me when I got into this, was what are the actual monthly dang costs that it's going to cost me to have all of this technology that would actually generate a lead mm-hmm. that I could call. Yep. So our team expenses every month are on average $41,000. What that consists to open the door at my brokerage, that's what it costs. And those costs are for my agents and I's systems, mm-hmm. marketing and staffing, and obviously building rent.
Right.
Okay. So take that $41,000 a month. You're an agent coming onto our team. You can use all the same things that I use, but you don't have to pay that overhead and lie awake at night and get gray hair like me. So you can sit down, and so it's no expenses. There's none.
Like We covered all.
The only thing they have to pay is like $30 a month or whatever it is for their, I don't even know because I've never paid it because I wouldn't know where to send a payment to is the MLS dues. That's all they pay. And then the team handles all of that, right? So think about all the systems you no longer have to, you don't even have to worry about. You can just sit down and start using them, but then not pay for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're offering all the tools for zero cost.
You can go and figure it out for 9 years like me to get to this point.
Right.
Or you can just sit down, let me teach it to you over a couple months rather than 10 years.
Right.
And start using it to build your business. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And so, if, for example, my second year agent, and Meredith's been on the show 2 or 3 times, is going to, she's on track to close just over 40 transactions this year in her second full year.
Yeah, she's crushing it.
Crushing it.
Second year.
It
usually takes people a little more time than that.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to put her in the top 3% in Missoula in her second year using our systems.
Wow.
Now, granted, the systems are there, and mm-hmm. the best systems in the world. If someone doesn't go in there and unlock them or mm-hmm. use them or even look at them, it's not going to work.
Right.
Like the systems can be sitting there in a box, but if you never turn the key and open the thing up or start the engine,
right,
you're going to close 0. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't happen by osmosis. And that's what I think, people think real estate is. It actually does take effort, But what you're not going to have to spend effort on is figuring all of this stuff out over the next 10 years.
Right.
And then if you did, you know how much money, you know how many millions of dollars, literally,
you
that
have
I
to
lost.
Invest to get into it.
Yeah, that I lost in time in trying to figure out systems that actually fell flat on their face.
Right.
Like, literally. I don't even know how many times my wife almost divorced me. She won't admit it.
You lost kidding. How much money?
It's not true. I know. It's like, oh my gosh. And now I just spend it out in my field.
Yeah.
Planting
right.
things that I mess
yeah.
up. Yeah. So then you can do more business because the average real estate agent, because they don't have systems or they're in the process of trying to figure it out, closes 10 transactions after 10 years and makes about $45,000 a year after 10 years.
Mm-hmm. At the end of their 10 years. Yeah. They had to claw their way to that.
They had to claw their way to that.
Yeah.
Because most people are just calling a few of the people that they know. So last year, Meredith closed 23 transactions in her first year. This year will close over 4. I would imagine if she keeps going at her pace, she'd be 43, 44. We're going to do our second half goals next week, team meeting, team planning. But she's like, and then also Katie, I don't just talk about that. Katie came over from a big brokerage and started working on our team. And she's crushing it. Halfway through the year, she's already taken home way more than she did in the full year there at the big name brokerage. Okay.
Wow.
Like this big logo.
Yeah.
Whatever color it was. And we go from there. And the reason is because we're providing the leads. So Meredith, you know, did 23 last year, 5 she brought in.
She doesn't have to prospect as
18,
much.
Well, she does have to prospect, but we give her
as much as another.
Yeah,
person.
But we give her those 400 to 600 leads, you know, but she gets 50 leads per month or more that she can call.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're providing as well as the leads, the mentorship, the training, the coaching, the systems, not having to figure all that out, the stress of paying for it, but then also the leads that this machine I've built over the last 9 years can do. They call me a rainmaker. And what happens is the efforts and the hard work that I've done over the last 9 years, along with my admin team, it's not just me, believe me. I'm nothing without them. But what this has caused, and I actually can attest to it, the amount of leads coming in every day that we need help calling in to convert are staggering.
Right.
Yep.
Like this morning, I was like, Ashley, you see how many new leads there is?
Just a stack.
Yep.
A stack.
Yeah.
So that's the lead machine. That's what that 41,000 goes towards, is creating an amazing seller and buyer experience, but also providing our agents with an amazing lifestyle if they will go to the water and drink.
Right. And I think just hearing that, I think any agent would be salivating right now just thinking about those leads.
It's a great question. And I would too, but it's actually one of the most difficult things, which is why I'm talking about it. And the reason is, and I was this way too. They think that they're paying 50%. They're only taking home 50%. If a check's $10,000, let's just say, they say in their mind, they're only taking home 5,000 of that because it's a 50-50 split on a team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think about that. If they were paying their brokerage 20 or 30 or 40% for just the desk, basically,
right,
and learning how to fill out some paperwork and everything else, the brokerage is not providing any of those leads or those deals or anything like that.
Or
they're simply not.
Or how to speak.
I mean,
to
they
people.
Do trainings. I mean, I'm not saying they don't, but it's not a daily like. Here's exactly what you say, like on like you know, from 8:30 to 9, like we do actually every morning. Yeah, every morning role play. Like, what do we say to this person? What do we say? Yeah. So it's like constant training. Like, you are so immersed in doing such a higher volume of business. Your learning curve is way faster.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what happens is the ego sets in, and the disillusion sets in. They think they're actually making 100%, but what they don't realize is, what is their actual overhead to be a real estate agent? Not only what they pay the brokerage, but they have to buy their own really good website, their own leads. They're spending $5,000-$10,000 a month in addition to what they pay the brokerage. There's no way, in my humble opinion, that they could bring home more net at a brokerage than what I can provide. They're going to talk
Even
to the people that they know.
Yeah.
Correct. They're going to talk to the people that they know. And then, like with Meredith, I'm going to give her 18 team leads in addition to the 5 she found from her center of influence, the people that she knows.
Yeah.
Most brokerages only train. How do you talk to the people you know? We provide another 18 transactions and pay all the expenses. I promise you, if you get up to a higher transaction count and you have to start paying for transaction managers and leads and websites and all the time it takes to manage these things, there's no way your net's more than 50%. Quite frankly, it isn't.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know?
You were there.
I was there. I didn't do it. I was coming up through there. I was doing 100 transactions. I dealt my profitability was 10 or 15%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's so you have low to no expenses. You're doing way more transactions, building up your center of influence. And that builds at a pace of, you know, 20 to 30% per year. You know, if we can double your business or at least make it go up by 50% per year.
It's worth it.
It's worth it. And then provide all of that security, which is good too.
So is there any other benefits to a team?
Well, I can guarantee I have way more gray hair than anyone else.
That's a benefit?
So that's a self-esteem builder,
I guess,
in and of itself.
I guess, yeah. For dudes, he's a silver fox.
That's right. Yeah, silverback gorilla, maybe more like it. Okay, gosh, everybody just stop listening. They just turned the channel, ladies and gentlemen. But low to no expenses, do more business, more time with your loved ones, right? Because you're not having to figure stuff out, work till 2 a.m., that right. kind of thing like I did as I was coming up as this entrepreneur trying to figure out the team thing.
And with having a showing agent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Learning how to use leverage, learning how to use our admin, learning how to use a showing assistant. Having help so you can focus 90% of your activities on actual selling versus adminning.
Right.
Let us do the adminning and the marketing and all of that. And you just go find another client. How about that? And we give you the people to call too. Super easy to find them.
Yeah.
So long as you call. Now, the last thing is opportunity. We have revenue share. If you onboard someone or recommend the team to someone and they come on board, you get paid on what they do. Okay, which on their production, 1% per year. We have health insurance. We're the only real estate
platform
that has
about.
Health insurance.
You don't
hear literal about Blue Cross Blue Shield ish. It's not like the duck on, you know, like not like it's like, you know, like fake insurance or something like that. But no, it's real insurance. Mm-hmm. Once you get to 24 closed transactions, which we should be able to help you do that, so long as you work first year, you can do that. And then opportunity to invest with us in real estate transactions. And then throughout the country here and here locally, and also in some of our ancillary products through Place Inc., which is a platform that we're subscribed to. So those are some of the benefits. But why don't we take a commercial and then we'll talk about the house of the week.
We got a fresh hot one on the market. He's got a fresh hot one is
he's
what
got
I'm thinking.
Hot one, that's
he's
right.
got a hot one. All right, so we're going to go take a quick commercial break. Be back with your featured property of the week right after this. You're listening to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker.
Hey, you're thinking about selling your home but not sure where you're going to move. If your home sells faster, then you can find a new one. Hey, Sean Hannity here. And as an active investor, I know all about the stresses of selling a home so you can have the capital to buy your new home. There is a solution. I'm talking about Jason Baker of Rise Realty Montana. Now, you want to work with an agent that has helped thousands of families buy and sell and understands the market so that no seller has been left without a home. He knows how to cut through all of the talk and to give you accurate information. Now, don't let the best seller's market in decades pass you by. Make the smart move. Get the options to put the most money in your pocket.
Look, the only thing more expensive than hiring an expert is hiring an amateur. Don't trust your home to just anyone. Now, I've done the homework. Talk to the agent that I trust for the best advice.
Call Jason at 552-4443. Online, jasonbakerteam.com. That's jasonbakerteam.com.
From listing your property to purchasing investments, Jason Baker has got you covered. Time for more of the Real Estate Revolution Show.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revolution Radio with Jason Baker. And Jason, as always, we like to set up a featured property of the week. You got one hot off the presses.
I got one hot off the presses, baby.
Yeah, what is it?
It's, oh, I forget.
It's a doozy.
No, I'm just kidding. No.
Just slipped my mind.
No, I'm just kidding.
He just goes, it's,
It's 295 Sapphire View. Florence, Montana. You know where Florence is?
Yeah, it's in the Bitterroots.
I live in Florence, yeah. So it's a four-bedroom, four-bath home. It has an RV pad, attached two-car garage, big, oversized for sure. You could fit three cars in there, especially if one of them was a Mini Cooper. Covered patios back and front, and has some of the most incredible views of the Bitterroot Mountain. But here's the kicker. It has a monstrous shop that has two heaters in it.
You got me.
And here's the thing. It has one of them things outside, okay, where if it hits the fan, you can put a little wood in that little sucker there, light it on fire, and it'll heat your house up.
Oh, I've heard of
it. Yeah, those things are pretty darn good. So yeah, but it has a second heat source, which is outside. It's wood-fired furnace, you know, outside, and so you can do that. It also has a regular furnace as well. But price on that is $899.9. It's 3,732 square feet. It's a really good value, and it sits on a couple acres. The views are just to die for. Nice private
four
road.
Four bed, four bath with a shop?
Oh, dude.
Shut up and take my money.
Oh, take my money. Let's do this. The shop is unbelievable, too. I asked him, I said, does the realtor get that boat and all the four-wheelers? The answer was no. So, but you need to call me, and let's go down there and take a look at that.
Yeah, and the number, of course, is?
Yeah, our number, always, same number, 406. You have to dial now, 552-4443. And if you want to just Google us, just type in Jason Baker Team, or you can go to our website and see all of our listings at jasonbakerteam.com.
That's the thing about the website, too, is you have a ton of great photos. You take really good photos of all the
properties. We have a really good professional photographer. We do that. It doesn't matter if it's a $20,000 listing or a $2 million listing. We treat everybody the same.
Yes, yeah, so you really don't even have to get off the couch to go view the properties.
Well, my wife always makes sure I get off the couch.
She takes me out of the athlete.
Well, as always, we appreciate y'all hanging out with us this weekend. And if you missed any of our previous shows or this show, you can go back and listen to them on demand at newstalkkgvo.com. Jason, as always, thanks for coming in, brother.
Yeah, man.